Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 5, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ePaisa partners with MEP infrastructure for QR code payment at Indian toll plazas. Postec and FreedomPay to serve up hospitality payments. MTFX Group expands into healthcare payments. Jazz Cash, Payoneer team up to promote mobile money in Pakistan. Google Cloud welcomes PayPal. PAR Funding nixes credit checks to fast-track SMB finance. Wirecard unveils digitized in-store shopping tech. Forte reveals BillPay solution for secure payments experience. Zycus expands procure-to-pay automation with AI. Aruba's banks move to real-time payments. Access to develop payroll solution with Core HR takeover. Bo Boss stresses reverse factoring amid coronavirus. JPMC co-presidents step in as CEO Diamond recovers from heart surgery. Now let's get started. ePaisa partners with MEP infrastructure for QR code payment at Indian toll plazas. ePaisa Point of Sale has partnered with MEP infrastructure to enable cashless payments at Mumbai's busiest toll plazas. Commuters across the city can now pay their toll charges instantly by simply scanning the ePaisa QR code placed at the MEP toll payment counters using any of the UPI payment apps. The ePaisa QR code payment will help in immediate debit from the commuter account and credit into MEP Infra's account. This contactless process rules out the hassle of carrying cash and cards for the toll fee payment. Through this initiative, MEP Infrastructure and ePaisa, both are aiming to cover a maximum number of vehicles who deal with only cash transactions, thus helping the transport sector's transition into digitalization. Both companies also want to promote faster payment through digital mode so that vehicles can move through seamlessly. The ePaisa QR code is available at the 6 toll plazas of the city, namely LBS Toll, Vashi Toll, Airoli Toll, Dehisar Toll, Mullen Toll, and Rajiv Gandhi Worli C-Link in phases. Postec and FreedomPay to serve up hospitality payments. Postec has announced the signing of a reseller agreement with FreedomPay, a provider of commerce technologies. Together, the companies offer an integrated payment solution for hospitality operators, combining POS tech's pedigree across installation, configuration and service of point of sale with the FreedomPay's commerce platform as a service. The reseller agreement supports market expansion for both companies across Ireland and the UK. Hotels, restaurants and venues already utilize POS tech's range of Oracle Micros POS. A key feature of the FreedomPay platform is its analytical tokenization technology, which enables data from an individual's sales journey to be tracked invisibly, with no friction, and without compromising sensitive cardholder details. This means customer interactions can be collected from in-store and digital sales channels to build a detailed view of the customer, which is ideal for delivering effective loyalty programs and personalization initiatives. MTFX Group expands into healthcare payments. MTFX Group, a provider of currency exchange solutions with offices in the US and Canada, has expanded its payments technology into the international healthcare sector with the launch of a new vertical, reports Electronic Payments International. Dubbed Pay My Medical Care, PMMC, the new vertical is aimed at addressing the friction currently prevalent within the international healthcare payments space. MTFX has flagged several challenges in the healthcare payments sector, such as limited acceptance of payment methods as well as mistrust in the billing system. The company also feels that the present healthcare payment space is bogged down by manual methods, suppliers' system of records and billing cycle issues. According to the company, its new solution will offer North America healthcare partners data transparency and speed to market. Jazz Cash, Payoneer team up to promote mobile money in Pakistan. Jazz Cash and Payoneer, a digital payment platform, have teamed up to promote mobile money in Pakistan and help freelancers receive funds in a short time. Freelancers can register their Jazz Cash mobile account by downloading the application and linking it to their Payoneer account. Payoneer, which has gained immense popularity among the freelancers in Pakistan, is being used to accept payments from clients all over the world. The process has been eased as the freelancers will not need to visit bank and provide documentation for opening of the account. Through the process, funds from Payoneer, as low as $1 can be received instantly in Jazz Cash mobile account, according to Business Recorder. The received funds can then be used to pay utility bills, transfer money, withdraw funds for free through ATMs, and more. Google Cloud welcomes PayPal. Google Cloud has announced that PayPal will be among the first company to move key components of its payments infrastructure to Google's cloud region. The announcement was made during Google Cloud release of its latest data center. The new cloud region, Google's 22nd globally, will be based in Salt Lake City and is designed to provide customers in the western U.S. with better, more reliable cloud services, according to Finovate. The companies first teamed up in 2017, when PayPal became an authorized payment method for Android Pay, which later became Google Pay. When choosing Google's cloud, PayPal considered managing seasonal payment transaction volume surges and keeping regional expansion costs low. The partnership will also allow PayPal to establish a migration pattern that can be used to convert more on-premises infrastructure to the Google Cloud at the Salt Lake City data center or to any other Google Cloud platform region. PAR Funding nixes credit checks to fast-track SMB finance. Joseph Lefort, of short-term capital provider PAR Funding, said this week that his company will be providing a new product to help small to medium-sized businesses, SMBs, with cash flow issues, according to a press release. The product will ensure that SMBs are able to get access to working capital in the shortest possible time and in the most convenient way, the release states. Under PAR Funding's program, titled No Document, SMBs won't have to go through time-consuming processes, such as collecting documents or undergoing rigorous credit checks. According to PAR Funding, the program will deliver funds as quickly as within one business day. SMBs often face problems, such as cash flow hurdles, even in a strong economy, the release states. That issue becomes even more dire for SMBs that already struggle with resources. PAR Funding's aim is to reduce obstacles to funding, such as slow or impeded access to cash flow. In addition to the quickness of delivery, PAR Funding's No Document service saves companies time from going through inspections that don't do much aside from taking up time that could otherwise be used on work. The No Document product will ensure that red tape and bureaucracy are cut out as much as possible, the release states. No Document is limited to short-term deals and is based on estimated cash flows. The product is open to SMBs that have other factors on their books. Bringing payments and payroll operations into the modern age has proved a challenge for businesses in the past, particularly when a business operation involves multiple moving parts in order to get money out to recipients. The challenges come because of the number of people involved, senders, receivers, banks, and payment rail networks. Wirecard unveils digitized in-store shopping tech. Wirecard has announced its 360 retail experience, a prototype of an interactive in-store screen with integrated payment technology. The reason behind the company's Innovation Labs decision is to meet the demands of modern shoppers. A recent Wirecard-commissioned global survey found that a majority of shoppers are ready and waiting for retailers to implement innovative payment methods and in-store technologies to facilitate their shopping experience. The 360 retail experience is a multi-touch screen equipped with capacitive object recognition, as the shopper can take an item from the store, place it on the screen, and be presented with various features including hyper-personalization, social media sharing, and instant checkout. The screen combines the digital must-have that today's consumers seek, with an entirely in-store experience that brick-and-mortar retailers benefit from. The retailers can choose between the possibility to check out via app or mobile site, and then have the item delivered to a preferred location. This gives shoppers a fully digital online checkout carried out in-store, where the shopper can touch and feel the product before buying it. Forte reveals BillPay solution for secure payments experience. Forte Payment Systems has revealed its new BillPay solution including omni-channel accessibility, payer-friendly navigation, biller customization, and advanced tech. The solution aims to deliver a secure and seamless payment experience, as well as it gives billers the ability to collect payments and payers the freedom to transact when, where, and how they want. The company's innovation offers a new approach to digital payment transformation, helping companies gain superior insight into business performance and customer satisfaction. Moreover, via BillPay, billers are enabled to manage and research all transactions in a hosted and secure environment, while automation tools boost cash flow, keep customer payment information current, and facilitate collection ratios. On the other hand, consumers are empowered with the ability to schedule payments, autopay, and customize email notification preferences. Also, the solution's functionalities include omni-channel experience, pay with any device by web, kiosk, or in person. Security, PCI DSS security standard protects the bottom line and payers' privacy. Card-present compatibility. BillPay's responsive web application with MagTech's eDynamo turns a mobile device or tablet into an EMV-certified point-of-sale solution. Portal customization. Customize the payer experience by adding personalized communications and settings. PayNow and/or register pay mode. Search for bills and pay immediately or register for an account to schedule payments and enroll in autopay. Reconciliation, payment activity files accommodate various header and trailer information consumed by any reconciliation platform and received via email or SFTP. Reliability, 99.9% uptime. Customer support, inline assistance and Forte support contacts are easily accessible in the portal. Zycus expands procure-to-pay automation with AI. Zycus, which provides a comprehensive, end-to-end source-to-pay software suite in which it uses artificial intelligence AI technology, now has a new series of bots from its Zycus Merlin AI suite, according to a press release. The bots will allow procurement and accounts payable AP teams to automate tasks considered mundane or repetitive. One of the tasks that will be able to be automated is invoice intake, in which key data will be automatically extracted. Businesses will be able to automate the sorting and classifying emails and auto-generating responses via AI. The process of intelligently identifying and analyzing contractual texts will also be automated by the suite. The bots will also allow for identifying contract clauses in an automated way. Review scores will be highlighted at a contract level. Zycus has been working in AI technology for over 20 years, and its first patent was filed in 2002 using the tech. Zycus Merlin AI Suite will take important steps toward AI-led intelligent procurement and will be a game-changer for procurement and AP operations, the press release states. By using the Merlin AI Suite, companies will be able to complete many tasks with little or no human intervention so that transactions are truly autonomous. Zycus CEO Adish Dedia said AI capabilities are central to Zycus product roadmap. He said the standout feature of the company's product is the deep understanding the company has for the technology, as well as significant focus and investment in people, product and technology. The company also offers access to real customers' data for training. As AI's proficiency and prominence grows, it is seen increasingly as a way for businesses to optimize quickness, efficiency and profit, and the challenge will be in developing tools that can address every level of a business needs, including fraud detection and more. Aruba's banks move to real-time payments. All of the banks in Aruba have switched to instant payments (IP) through the use of the clearing and settlement mechanism (IPCSM) of the Central Bank van Aruba (CBA), according to a release. The scheme was implemented through Aquens Worldline, a subsidiary of Worldline, a payments and transactional services company. The new payment structure is led by the CBA. The island has gone completely from batch payments to instant payments. As a result, all interbank payments in Aruban Florin that originated in Aruba can be processed instantly. The project to modernize the payment infrastructure in Aruba was started a few years ago, and the release said it was a difficult project to tackle. A major challenge lay in the fact that the entire banking community of all domestic and international banks in Aruba had to switch to instant payments in a big bang. The CBA partnered with Aquens Worldline because of its decades-long experience with interbank payments processing and its proven track record with real-time payments processing, as the largest instant payments processor, in Europe, the release said. The CBA noted that Aquens Worldline understood what was required for the community to excel and that it implemented the new system to meet the specific needs of the region. Michael Steinbach, CEO at Aquens Worldline, said the switch to instant payments was an important milestone for both Aruba and the company. With the go-live in Aruba, we established an important milestone for our company at a global level. This is fully in line with our global ambitions, as the market in which we operate is clearly no longer European, but global, noted Steinbach. Following this first step in Aruba, we will continue to further expand our international footprint, inside and outside of Europe. Furthermore, this project shows once again that instant payments are truly becoming the new normal, not only at a European level, but also on a global scale. Access to develop payroll solution with Core HR takeover. The Access Group has acquired Core HR, an Ireland and UK-based firm known for HR and payroll software, according to a press release. The move sets up Access Group to become a large-sized leader in the region for those types of services. It follows Access Group's other recent acquisition of People, another leader in small business HR software. Both of those acquisitions, the release states, will allow Access Group to support businesses of any size with needs for HR and payroll-related issues. Core HR's software currently serves more than 270 customers, with more than 1 million users accessing its services. The group sees a strong presence across fields like government, education, retail, hospitality, leisure, distribution and manufacturing, among others. It covers people management, payroll, workforce management, recruitment, talent management and more. Going forward, those needs will be a part of the Access Workspace platform, with the needs supported as part of the cloud-based system, delivering services that foster communication and collaboration in the workplace, according to the press release. Access Group has a dominant foothold in the sector in the UK and Ireland, boasting revenues in this sector of over £100 million, $129.6 million. The combination of the company's new assets will result in the formation of the Access People division. Dean Forbes, currently the CEO of Core HR, will become the president of that division. Forbes said in the release that meeting Access Group's leaders persuaded Core HR that the acquisition would be the best way forward for customers as the company continues to grow. Forbes said Access Group would be fully committed to helping enhance the range and depth of Core HR's products. Other recent acquisitions for Access Group, including payroll technology firm Payroll Service Company, also helped the company bolster its services. Access pointed to a rapidly changing payroll market as a driver behind the takeovers. It said the change is driven by challenges in talent attraction, retention, and engagement. Bo Boss stresses reverse factoring amid coronavirus. The incoming Bank of England, BO, Governor Andrew Bailey said that small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) might need loans from Threadneedle Street and the government to help with supply chain disruptions from the coronavirus outbreak, according to reports on Thursday, March 5. Bailey, who is currently chief executive at the Financial Conduct Authority (FCA), told MPs on the Treasury Committee that the coronavirus is going to be the first most pressing issue that we face. He added that the virus is evolving very quickly. I think it is quite reasonable to expect that we are collectively going to have to provide some form of supply chain finance. BO is not ready to implement an emergency rate cut as the U.S. Federal Reserve did, Bailey noted. What we need is frankly more evidence than we have at the moment as to how this is feeding through, he said. We are still looking at the evidence and the precise sort of balance of what the shock is likely to be. Bailey said the coronavirus would be his top priority when he replaces Mark Carney as BO governor on March 16. I am not in any sense reducing the importance of monetary policy, but all the focus is on monetary policy, Bailey told Parliament's Treasury Committee on Wednesday, March 4. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak is anticipated to announce a budget statement on March 11. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, is scheduled to meet for the first time under Bailey on March 26. Traders think it is likely that the BO will cut rates at its next meeting. Over 10% of traders think the rate reduction could be as much as 50 basis points, 0.5 percentage points. The conversation surrounding late supplier payments is proliferating as new controversies emerge about the impact of reverse financing on supplier payment practices. Last month, the UK continued its legal fight against late supplier payments with the introduction of a new bill by Labour peer Lord Jonathan Mendelsohn. The proposed legislation would establish a 30-day limit to pay all invoices while also combating predatory B2B payment practices, empowering the UK Small Business Commissioner to issue fines against offenders. JPMC co-presidents step in as CEO Diamond recovers from heart surgery. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon is recovering from emergency heart surgery this week, the company said Thursday, according to CNBC. The surgery was to repair an acute aortic dissection, according to CNBC. Until Dimon, 63, recovers completely, co-presidents Daniel Pinto and Gordon Smith will be running things in his absence. Pinto and Smith issued a memo to employees and shareholders, stating the surgery had been successful. The memo said Dimon was alert and doing well, and the issue was caught early. CNBC's Wilfred Frost reported that Dimon woke up with heart pains Thursday morning and went to the hospital. The memo from Pinto and Smith reassures everyone that the pair of them have been working with Dimon closely for the past 2 years in the capacity of co-presidents and chief operating officers. An aortic dissection happens when the inner layer of the large blood vessel branching off the heart tears. According to the Mayo Clinic, the condition can be fatal, CNBC reported. The bank's lead director, Lee Raymond, said the board for JP Morgan had been fully briefed on the developments and had asked Pinto and Smith to head things up during Dimon's recovery. Raymond called the pair exemplary at their jobs and said things would continue seamlessly to serve communities, clients, and shareholders. Pinto and Smith spoke highly of the company's recent investor day, in which the company provided comprehensive updates on strategies and priorities going forward. The pair said they had also been deeply involved in all firm-wide functions. This has not been Dimon's first health scare. In 2014, he was diagnosed with throat cancer, and he continued to lead the bank while undergoing chemotherapy. Earlier this week, JP Morgan responded to the coronavirus crisis by requesting that thousands of employees work from home as a contingency plan against the outbreak. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.